drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. The Father began life as a play, taking out awards in each new country it was staged in. Now the film version has been nominated for multiple Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Screenplay. In The Father, Anthony Hopkins plays a man suffering from dementia, and Olivia Colman portrays his daughter. Florian Zeller is the writer and director of the film and the play it was based on, and he's my guest in the drawing room. Florian, welcome.
Hello.
This was first produced as a play back in 2012. Take us back even further than that, to the beginning. What was the story you set out to create?
I think at the very beginning, when I started writing the play, it was probably trying to go through my personal experience. This play was about dementia, and I had a personal relationship with this theme, as I have been raised by my grandmother. She was like my mother. She was someone very important in my life. And she started to suffer from dementia when I was 15. So I knew a bit what it was to go through this painful process and to find yourself in a position where you are important. You know, you love someone, but in a way you understand that love is not enough. But I also knew that I was not trying to tell my own story, meaning that I knew that everyone, unfortunately, is related to this issue. I mean, everyone has a grandmother, or everyone has a father, and everyone has or will have to deal with this dilemma, which is, you know, what do you do with the people you love when they are starting to lose their bearings? So it was more about sharing emotions. This is why I wrote that play.
You don't just tell a story about dementia. We see the world through Anthony's eyes to a certain extent. What does that do to our emotional understanding of the story?
Yeah, it's true that the idea was not to tell the story from the outside. You know, there are many films about dementia, and they are always told from the same perspective. You know, when we know where we are and we know where we are going. And what I wanted to try is to put the audience, in a way, in a unique position, as if they were going through a labyrinth, as if they were, you know, in the main character's head, because I wanted the father to be not only a story, but an experience, the experience of what it could mean to lose everything, including your own bearings as a viewer. And it was a way to, you know, to go through this doubting process, this painful process, and to have more compassion with, you know, the suffering. I think personally, as a viewer, I love to be in an active position. You know, I didn't want the audience just to sit and watch a story already told, but to be, you know, to have to be part of the narrative, to question everything you see. The father is like a puzzle in a way. There are many pieces of that puzzle, and you have to play with all that pieces to make it work, to make it meaningful. And I think that when you are in an active position, it leads to a more emotional place. And of course, in that precise case, in The Father, you're looking for the right combination to make it meaningful, but it never works entirely because there is always a piece that is missing, you know, and it's done on purpose. So that the moment comes when you have to accept that your brain is not capable to understand everything. There are too many contradictions in the narrative. And so you have to, in a way, to let it go. And when you let it go, something else could happen. And it's like you can understand the whole story on another level, a more emotional level. And I wanted that film not to be just a mind game, but to lead to a very simple place, a very fragile and vulnerable place. And I think the way the narrative is written was the only way, you know, to go to that place.
You said that love is not enough, and that's one of the heartbreaking things we see from Olivia Colman's performance. In fact, it looks like love can almost make things worse, make the pain overwhelming. Is that what you were trying to convey?
Not exactly, but it's true that it's not only the story of this man losing his bearings, it's also the story of his daughter facing this situation, this painful situation, and she's a loving daughter. I mean, she's trying her best, but she doesn't know what's fair, what is right. And there is no right answers. It's not about, you know, telling what should be done or what that character should do. It's because there is no right answers. It's just about, you know, sharing this painful, because, you know, this is something that came from the stage experience. What happened is that I was not certain that the audience would be open to such an emotional experience. And what happened is that every night after every performance, people were waiting for us, not to say congratulations, but to tell their own stories or to share their own story. And I realized that there was something cathartic about it, meaning that I think that art is here to make you feel or to make you remember that, in a way, we are not just individuals, but we are part of something larger than ourselves, and we are in the same boat in a way. And I think that there is a consolation, and a real one, and a beautiful one, just to remember that we can experience this fraternity, this painful fraternity. And in that film, it was through that character, through Olivia Colman, that we can experience this fraternity.
So what was that like as the creator, hearing those stories from the audience?
It was really emotional to me because again, you do not make a film just for yourself. It's all about sharing things and sharing emotions. It's done for that. And through the father, I really wanted to explore these common emotions and to feel that in a theater or to hear those stories were really meaningful to me.
This film is set entirely inside in an apartment that becomes a sort of character. Tell me about that space, which is always changing.
Yes, it's true that when you start thinking of adapting a play into a film, the first ideas you have is always to write new scenes outdoor to make it more cinematic. Because what I didn't want to do is just to film a play. It's not very exciting. I wanted to make a film and to do something very cinematic. But from the very beginning, I made the decision to stay in this apartment, and so that space could become like a mental space. But I wanted to use the set to tell that story. And I remember when I wrote the script, I just draw the layout of the apartment as if it was one of the main character. And I made the decision to shoot the whole film in a studio, because as a filmmaker in a studio, you can do whatever you want. You can remove a wall, change the proportions, change the color or the pieces of furniture very easily. And I wanted that set or that space to evolve throughout the film. At the beginning, you are in Anthony's apartment. There is no doubt about it. You recognize his space, his knickknacks. And step by step, always in the background, you have some small changes, small metamorphoses, so that you recognize the space, you know where you are. But at the same time, something had happened. You're not quite sure of what happened, but something had happened. And you are not quite sure of where you are anymore. And it was a way for me to use the set as if it was like a labyrinth and to play with that feeling of disorientation of the audience. Again, because I wanted the audience to experience what it could mean not to be certain of what is real and what is not real and where you are and where you're not anymore. And it was a way to create like an immersive and subjective experience.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. Florian Zeller is my guest in the drawing room, and we're talking about the film and the former play, The Father. Talk to me about the meaning of music in this story. It's a recurring element, and sometimes that seems to bring Anthony peace.
Yes, there are two elements in talking about the music. There is a piece taken from a Bizet opera, a French opera, and it comes three times throughout the film. And the thing is that when I was meeting with Anthony, we talked a lot about, not about the character, but about him, about me, just to create like a personal relationship. And he told me that, I mean, we discovered that we were both in love with that area from Bizet. And he told me that story that 50 years ago, when he was touring a play somewhere in the UK, he just discovered that music and he ran back to his hotel to go to the piano to find the melody before it disappeared in his mind. And everyone get crazy in this hotel because he did it for 3 days with no interruption, because he's a very obsessive man. And then he told me, I have always dreamt to make one day a film with that music in it. So I tried to fulfill his dream because he fulfilled mine, which was to make that film with him. And apart from that music, had the opportunity and the chance to work with an Italian composer, Ludovico Einaudi, who is, in my opinion, one of the greatest composers. And he did something very light, almost nothing. You know, it's very simple. And I think that in art, to achieve simplicity, it's something harder than anything else. And he's a brilliant man and a brilliant musician. And he tried to do something very subtle, almost nothing. And I remember when we talked together, I was saying that to me, that set was like a labyrinth. And I wanted the audience again to be in that labyrinth. And I was looking through the music for like a golden thread. And this image of the golden thread turned into a sound, and it became just violin, just one very simple violin. And it followed, you know, the character's journey into that labyrinth.
Is that simplicity something you like in theatre and writing as well? Because this isn't necessarily a simple story, as you say. It's a labyrinth, but there's a simple truth at its heart.
Yes, the narrative is sometimes complex. The narrative is sometimes chaotic. And you have to use your brain to go through it. But in a way, as I said, the moment comes when your brain is not capable to do the work in a way. And you have to understand the whole story with your heart. And I mean, in order to be powerful and truthful, I wanted to explore this very simple place. In the end, you know, you see that character, Anthony, cracking and re-becoming like a child and just crying for help, crying for his mother to take him back home and to save him. It's very simple emotions, very old emotions. Everyone understands that because everyone has that in himself. And I really wanted to achieve that simplicity.
That scene you talked about there won't be many dry eyes in the cinema. What's it like filming a scene like that? Is it as emotional as it is for a viewer?
Yes, it was very emotional to film that film. But also, it was really joyful in a way. Joyful because it's a collaboration. And it was an amazing journey. I had this amazing chance to work with beautiful actors and beautiful human beings. And they were very humble, meaning they allow me to do or to make exactly the film that I had in mind, which is like a gift, you know, and they were following me to that complex city and complex places because it was not about, you know, the main character's name is Anthony. And it was a way for me to ask Anthony not to try to create a character and to fake an old man with a disease, but I asked him just to be in front of the camera and almost with no acting required, so that all the emotions that could overwhelm us, him, or the set, should be him or should be his emotions, his own and personal emotions. And he had, in a way, to reconnect to his own fears or to his own emotions, or more precisely, to reconnect to his own feeling of mortality. So it was not easy as a process. But it was a very rewarding process altogether. And I'm really grateful to him because he was so generous to the film. He gave really everything to make it work and to make it as powerful as possible.
You've been a novelist, a playwright, a director. Does one flow into the other, or is each a very different part of your life?
It's very different, but still, this is the continuation of something I knew. I mean, so far my life was to try to tell stories and to tell stories and to work with actors. Of course, it was on stage, but it's the continuation. I feel like it is the continuation. And what is needed when you make a film is, of course, the energy, but also a desire, something too big in a way, because, you know, there is like a disproportion about what you have to give. All it's the sum of so much work and so many dreams. And this is what you bring to a film as a filmmaker.
You said that you didn't want to just film a stage play. So how does cinema relate to that screenplay as someone who works in both spaces?
I think that, you know, I wanted to try to do what only the cinema can do. And because, as I said, I wanted that experience to be an immersive experience, I thought that the cinema, thanks to its language, could to make that experience even more immersive, thanks to, again, to the work on set, but also the editing, the music, in order to create like the real experience from the inside, you know, of what it could mean to, you know, to suffer from dementia. I really wanted the audience to experience that. And this is something that was not possible to do on stage. And I think that what we have done with the editing again and the set and the music really create that experience as an immersive and cinematic experience.
Such an incredibly powerful story. Given the many versions of this story that have existed on the stage, do you worry that this becomes the definitive version? Because cinema doesn't have the sort of transience of theatre.
Yeah, maybe, but I would be happy because, no, you know what? The difference is that when you make a film, in the end, when it's done, it has to be exactly what you were dreaming of. You know, you have the power to make decisions and definitive decision about what shot, what frame, what moment you want to highlight. Whereas on live performances, you know, you're never certain that it is exactly what you were looking for. So in a way, that version of the father is as close as possible to what I had in mind when I first started to write and to dream about that story.
This is part of a trilogy of plays for you, along with The Mother and The Son. Are you interested in creating movie versions of those stories as well?
Yes, I am. Not because I did The Father, so I feel like I have to do The Son or The Mother. It's just that, again, to make a film, you need to have so much desire. And when I close my eyes and I think, what is the story you really want to tell if there is another film to make? And the answer is really obvious to me. And there is that story, The Son, which is the dearest story that I want to tell. So if I had this opportunity to make another film, I know that it would be The Son.
I'm already excited about your next project. Florian, congratulations and thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Florian Zeller has been my guest in The Drawing Room, and The Father is in cinemas now.